Hi, everybody. Good evening. Welcome to Creation Lightship Healing here on VBSRadio.com. It's Wednesday. It's September the 4th, 2013, and we are on Station 1 tonight. So we're having our sort of new Wednesday Q&A until we think up some clearings to do profiles on. And so if you have any questions, type them into the fast chat, or you can send them over to clsquestions@yahoo.com. A couple of little things to announce before Ron comes on. Just a reminder to everybody that the New Life Expo is coming up October 25th through the 27th, and that is in New York. And then the September intensive will be starting up. I'm just pulling my calendar up. Saturday, oh, it's not scrolling. I've got August in front of me. Oh, now it's gone to November. I'm sorry. Here we go. Okay, so Saturday the 14th is the four-hour call, Ascension Preparation Call, and then the consecutive Sundays, three of them, the 15th, the 22nd, and the 29th will be the eight-hour intensive. I guess if any of you don't know what that is, maybe you can write it into the fast chat, because I know most people listening do know what that is, so we won't, I don't think, take time going over what the intensives are all about, as many of you are on them or have heard all about them. So if you want to pull up your light being picture on the bbsradio.com/creationlightship page, just scroll down a little ways and the light being will come up. If you're not listening on the website, on the PBS website, maybe you've got Ron's website up, creationlightship.com. You can find pictures of the light beings on the home page over on the right hand side, real near the top. You can click on one of those. So Ron, you want to come on and charge the light being up for everybody?
Yep, here we go, everybody. So bring up the light beams. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. So that should bring some peace into you and in the room. And people were talking about having two suns back east. So if you have happened to see the two suns, maybe you could call in on the program right now if you happen to see them back east today. So that's what we're looking for, callers, on what you've seen today back there. So we have a lot of people back east. Maybe you can describe what it looked like. I don't know, you know, we'll get some information from people. If there's two of them, how do you know which one was the original one and which one is the, I guess, the altar or the other one, or are they both the other ones? So who knows? Maybe the copy and pasting got messed up and they did it twice on your hologram. So we'll just see what people will talk about here. So you could call in. And that's the question only, is if you've seen that particular, I guess, sunset tonight. So, I guess, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so if you did see that and you'd like to call in, these are the numbers. They're listed under the Station 1 play button. And if you're in the U.S. or Canada, you can call in at 888-627-6008. Or you can go down to, let's see, line 3 or 4, which is area code 530-413-5011. So 530-413-5011. And if you have any other questions or comments, just type those into the fast chat. So tonight we just want, so far we just want callers. If you've seen this second sun setting tonight, I guess probably many areas of the East Coast could have seen it, Ron, if it was visible in New York. I would imagine it was visible elsewhere, too. You can go on YouTube and punch in today's date and second sun in New York, and you'll come. There's a short video that's been posted already. so, okay. Let's see. So send your questions over to clsquestions@yahoo.com or in the fast chat here on the bbsradio.com page. We did have some questions that didn't get covered on Monday. So I'm going to read one of those out, Ron, because I see the person, Manny, who wrote this in, is listening tonight. So Manny had an experience about 8 months ago this happened. So Manny was in the living room when two aliens suddenly beamed down in front of me, says Manny. One was a gray alien made out of white light, and the other had long black hair, stocky build, and was wearing a brown kind of clothing with symbols on it. Manny shouted at them, and they disappeared. So the question is, why did they show themselves to me?
Well, boy.
Pretty unique.
Give me a little bit of time to think on that one, and I'll see what I can figure out, okay? So I might need about 10 minutes here.
Okay. Excuse me. Okay, so R.D. says, I live in New York City. I didn't notice this today. So that, of course, brings up or begs the question, is everyone in New York City on the same timeline looking at the same sunset? So what do you think, Ron?
Yeah, that could be another way of looking at it. Let's see where everybody is, since we're talking about timelines. So let's put your finger out in front of you and just see where it goes to. If it goes to the right, you are in the future. To the left, from center, you're in the past. So just kind of do a check there. And maybe people can go to the fast chat and just indicate, you know, where you are. That'd be interesting to note. And we'll just see how many people are straight ahead or not. So I'm kind of curious there. Let's do another clearing for people. So let's do a clearing for stress. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll just see how that feels for people. And back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so we have a timeline question here, sticking with the theme a little. Hi, Ron. What do you mean when you say that we should cut and paste timelines? How is this done? Why would we cut and paste? And can you give some examples? Maybe that person misheard, because it's not really us that's cutting and pasting the timelines. Perhaps you want to explain that, Ron?
Yeah, the cutting and pasting is what the aliens do, so you wouldn't really want to get into their agenda there to do that. So typically, you know, what you're doing is strictly clearing a timeline. The cutting and pasting means they're giving you something from your past and recycling it. So that's what I would, indicate there, is that this is what's happening to you, if that's the case. So you want to get into this current timeline. And this is where you are, naturally, so you want to live here, not somewhere else. So you don't want to really, copy and paste, really, unless you wanted to go into your past, but then not living in the moment. I could do that, just as an example. So let's do both ends of the stick. You may not want to do this part of it, but let's take a time that you're in complete fear, And most people are going, no, I don't want to go there at all. But there may be some of you who may want to experience what it was like back then, and maybe you outgrew it, so it's not going to be fearful. Or maybe you might say, oh, yeah, I still have that fear. Well, if you still have that fear, then, you know, I could ask you, why do you still have it? And you're going to go, what are you talking about? You know, of course, you know, this is fearful. Well, that means you didn't do an emotional clearing on it, so you're still having that fear. So let's bring back one of your more fearful items, if you can find it. And what we're going to do is a clearing and a copy and paste of that time. Remember, everything's stored in time. So we can bring back that awful event that happened to you. And if you had an emotional clearing, you probably won't feel much at all. So let's just see what happens here. So here we go. One, two, three. Boy, here comes four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one more time. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. We'll see how people are feeling. So this is your headache, your nightmare, whatever you're dealing with there that was a really bad experience for you. And if you had the emotional clearing, it should be pretty much resolved from you. If you haven't had it, then we need to get you back to the present moment and take away that timeline. So we're going to take away the timeline now. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okey-doke. Now we're going to do one of, I kind of know where you are. Now we're going to do one of your more happier times. Maybe that's the time you found a $100 bill on the street someplace. You went, whippy. But if you didn't find the $100 bill, and you go, I only found a 10, well, this is the time you found the 10. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So that should make you feel a little better, I think. So back to you.
Gary, okay, thanks,
Ron. How people are responding and feeling. And I guess nobody, don't have any callers. Apparently nobody has seen that back east double suns, which seems kind of strange. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. We don't have anybody yet that's seen it typing in anywhere. So we've got another, well, it's not really a question, but we can turn this into a question over at clsquestions@yahoo.com. This is sort of a testimonial, but we'll turn this into a question. So I like to tell people about the creation light ship, this person writes. Just recently, I showed someone in physical pain how to do the mind-to-heart drop and increasing life force energy. I even gave this person one of the BBS archives about pain clearing for her to listen to. She was open to it at the time. She was open at the time to these things. And then today, she acted like a different person and told me I didn't do anything to help her. She rejected my friendship, and she attacked the light. So this person says, I asked my spirit to remove the cords from her to me and from her me to her. And then he's got a quote from the Bible about something that Jesus said. I can read that if you want, but I was thinking maybe we can just talk about how difficult it is sometimes to open people up to your message, Ron, and what we can do about that, because you do have the 2000-year barcode clearing, the free one, up on your site on the homepage there at creationlightship.com, which if I'm going to tell anybody about CLS, I always do that clearing on them first before I tell. And maybe you did with this person and maybe not, the person that's writing in here. But you want to talk about that a little bit, Ron?
Sure, yeah. And that clearing is very good for people. If they're interested or you're interested in helping somebody else who doesn't understand, what comes to mind, which most of you will really realize is somewhere Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead. So, hello, that's where they are. So they're who knows how much of them are dead, probably most of it, Most of them, their consciousness, they're stuck in mind control patterns. We have a solution for that if they want to get out of it, but they, the old saying, you can't bring a horse to water and have it drink, so that's the way it is. And unfortunately, that's the problem that people have when they're stuck in mind control patterns and things like this here. So I have really no way to help people other than that 2,000-year barcode that would allow them to understand a little bit more about why they're not connecting to source energy and, everything else. So let's just see how things are working with people. Anything out there about any comments, what we were dealing with there with the two different clearings?
I'm just refreshing the fast chat now, Ron. Let me scan real quick. No, we've just got another person saying that they didn't see the double sun. And, that's it so far.
I know you can Google it on Google and maybe type it in there and it will come up.
Yeah, you can do that on YouTube, too. I did that right before the show, Ron, when you told me about it. And there's a one-minute-something little video that shows the two suns going down through the buildings in Manhattan.
Okay.
I don't know if these people that are not seeing it were looking at the sky or not. I assume they were. But I just wonder how many timelines New York City is on, and everybody in it. I mean, there's got to be tons and tons and tons, and not everybody's going to be perhaps on the timeline that this event occurred on today.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm thinking. So, anyway, if you're just joining us, it's about 20 past the hour. We're not taking callers tonight unless you saw in the New York area or indeed anywhere else. I have no idea where else it was seen today, but I would think if it was there, it's going to be all over the place where the sun is setting, depending on what timeline you're on. And you did see it, we'd love to hear from you today. And the numbers are toll-free for the U.S. and Canada is 888-627-6008 or area code 530-413-5011. So, Marie is typing in, Ron, Marie R., that her grandson had a birthday party and the theme was aliens. And she says, right down to the slime alien to play with. So I imagine you have a word or two to say about that.
About the slime aliens?
Yeah, and about having that as a theme for a kid's birthday party, aliens being the theme.
Hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't...
What is that going to do? They're probably all dressing up as aliens and playing alien games and,
I would, if you have a choice, I wouldn't do that. If you have a child that's going to do that, just think who's going to be coming home with them. And you want to have abductions every night because, you know, your child thought that it was a nice joke to do something like that. Just think about how many entities people get when they go out Halloween, you know, on Halloween night looking for candy, and they wear, you know, skeletons, and then they wear, witch costume and stuff. Yes, I could say that they're ignorant, not knowing what's going to happen. So just don't know enough. And it's something, you know, you can probably even watch the personality, the child change. You can even watch a lot of the singers now who are talking about how they have their altar come in. They sit there and or stand there and they bring in this demonic energy. That's what they normally call it when you do some research on it. So they're bringing in the demonic energies into their body. And then they start doing weird things or can sing better, dance different, and everything else. So it's quite interesting. I watched a video somewhere, and the gentleman is an actor. His first name, I think, is Johnny. I won't go into the last name, but he asked if he saw, somebody was asking if he saw his new movie or one of the movies. He goes, I never watch my movies. And then the person said, why not? And he says, because something like, I didn't want to see myself. So that's kind of what the gist was here. And basically, I took that as he didn't want to see the energies that came into him because he probably sold his soul to the entertainment business. Remember, Michael Jackson got killed probably because of that when he was trying to bring stuff out. And when they do that, they connect themselves to the darkest energies on the planet here. So, and as you start looking around and see more stuff, I would say probably most of the entertainers that you see have done that. So, anyway, that's kind of what happened. So, you know, why would you want to have aliens go to an alien party? And or why would you want to send your children out to Halloween to be something else? Could be very, very, you don't know what you're bringing home. It could be with that person for life. So just by doing something that you think is kind of funny and, you know, neat maybe, you could be harming your child for their whole life, including you. Remember the old saying, curiosity killed the cat. So I don't like to talk bad about cats, but that's what can happen. So, you know, at least they have 9 lives, huh?
Hopefully so, huh? Yep. So just before we close this topic, Ron, because I'm sure Marie wasn't the one that took her grandson to the birthday party, but just knows that he was taken, or grandson, and is aware of what that means, hence writing it into the fast chat for us to talk about. So if Marie would like to do some clearings for her grandson, I'm assuming the alien attack page would probably be the way to go, and maybe even timeline crashing that birthday party. What do you think, Ron?
Yeah, that would probably be a good thing to do. Boy. Yeah. That's what I would guess. Probably do the alien attack page. I don't know what else they have up on the website. If anybody else knows of something, if you can, you know, type something in there, but that's about all that I know that could help people. I can't think of any other clearing that I have that may give more relief than that one. Boy. You probably want to do the barcode. Get that barcode off of the body because maybe everybody there could have been abducted instantly and at the party, and they could have barcodes put on them. That's, you know, one way I could look at that to probably get rid of stuff from somebody. So the question, let's see, that I think the gentleman asked earlier about the aliens coming into the room. I don't have an answer. I'm still looking, trying to figure out what's going on and why they would come in. I can see him coming in and see him there, but he was very fortunate to basically tell him to get out. You know, normally that they'll, you know, do something else and not obey. You know, so that's good. But it looks like maybe they're just maybe trying to do something physically to him, or you know, they're just do some sightseeing. But the fact they came in means that something was going on. So I'll have to still try to figure that one out. Maybe another show I could probably get more information on it. So back to you, Terry.
Okay, and Manny, you might want to do the space clearing on your place and close off any vortexes so they can't get in again. There's also the more extensive vortex clearing for planets and stars and vortexes, et cetera. But the space clearing, since it was your living room, I would do that one and close up their access so you don't have that happen again to you. Okay, let's see. Somebody's written into CLS questions. You were asking if anybody felt anything from the clearings that you were doing, Ron, and this person is saying that they did their whole life emotional clearing and they didn't feel anything on that. So they're saying, so that was good for me. So they obviously had cleared out that whatever it was that they thought about when you were doing those fear and happy time clearings that you did, right?
Yep, that's good. So let's bring in an energy to help everybody right now. And let's bring in this is on the website. It's a free clearing. We'll do the alien oxygen clearing. So this will get rid of the alien codes that are in the oxygen right now that you're breathing. And I believe that clearing will work well for that also. You may want to do the nano clearing. Probably talk about that just briefly, but I'll do the clearing first here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Let's see. Back to your clearings, the fear one that you did. Donna says, fear brought up something I didn't want to remember. Now what? So what would you suggest for people? Obviously, that was just a little sample that you did and what you do on the show. So if people were having fear come up, what would you recommend?
Well, if you haven't done your whole lifetime emotional clearing, that's where you start at. That normally gets rid of most of that situation for you, whatever it would be. So since you use the word fear, very possibly the emotional body then spilled over. If you did clear it out, then it spilled over into your fear body. So by clearing the emotional body, that'll get rid of that energy, but you may have your fear body contaminated. So you may want to, you know, check that one out. Let's just see if they have done the emotional clearing. So you could always go in there and get the unlimited and clear it out, which may help a lot. So anyway, back to you, Carrie. We'll just see what people comment on.
Okay. We have a question, a sports-related question concerning timelines. Football season is getting ready to start, and a lot of people are very excited. What timelines are they trying to send these people to?
You got me. I remember when you're watching something like that, you are going into the timeline of that game. So, you know, I couldn't say, you know, if it's a good timeline or a bad one, you know. Are you in the present moment when you watch it? Always check your finger. But they could take you, you know, every millisecond out, like they do anyway, when time has stopped here. Because remember, we're in a universe where time is on and off, on and off, on and off. And when you're off, they can abduct you somewhere else. So I think I would look at more like, what are all these psychic attacks as you're watching the players and whatever? How much psychic attack energy are you getting? So how do you feel when you're watching the game, and the team that, you know, the normally you side, you choose a side, you know, or a different group, you know, whatever that would be, you know, one team versus the other. So naturally, you're going to be rooting for both teams equally. If you are, then there's probably no problem. But you will get the psychic attack energy from the people, you know, that are in the bleachers there, sending all their mind energy to all the players to get them to work faster, you know, to harm maybe other players, to, you know, damage them some way, because they're, all these players are muscle builders, you know. So, you know, what are you looking at? Two Goliaths colliding, you know. And so, as these people get more energy, get more amped up with people's psychic energies, all of a sudden, what's going to happen to them? And what are you picking up? So if you're just watching it to watch people move on your screen, maybe there's something better for you to do. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So we've got some more questions about this second sun situation. Manny's wondering if it could be a portal, and then we have a question over at the email address wondering if it could be Nibiru and whether it how it will affect the Earth, if at all. And I don't know how you feel about that, Ron. Somebody at RD is asking, could these two suns be a hologram?
Well, I think they're a hologram anyway. So, basically it could be. We'll just have to see how many people have seen it. Maybe check out the news. Very possibly, you know, you might hear something more on YouTube or something. And just kind of, look out and see what people are talking about. Maybe get some answers that way. For myself, I don't know. I think it could be a hologram coming in. They could have copied and pasted, something else in there. The aliens could be doing anything. So, I'm not in control of what they're doing. You know, all we're doing here is trying to look at a way to help yourself get away from them. So, it did look pretty weird. And we're checking it out. So anyway, kind of a sad situation, you know, to see things like this happening. And it is kind of scary. So anyway, to see something that's different. And I kind of always wondered why it's the same picture of the moon all the time. I'm sure they have a great answer for that. But aside from that, why does the moon always look like the same moon? So anyway, I think it would move a little bit or something, or maybe it doesn't. We can't see. Maybe it's a long time for it to move. I don't know. Back to you, Terry.
All right, Manny. Manny's just saying thanks for answering his question and said that I did feel very strange after that happened, very lightheaded. So I just wanted to alert you to that in case you want to put that in the mix if you're going to look at this again for Manny. Okay. So then, let's have a look. Okay. So I'm going back over to clsquestions@yahoo.com. We just have a little question here that I'll answer, Ron, because you probably don't remember the page. It's the one of Ron's free clearings on the homepage there at creationlightship.com is the Be Here Now clearing. And I think the buttons are preset for 10 minutes, and this person's just wondering why they can't be changed and that they'd like to run that all day without having to press buttons. So the way to do this all day would be to do the mind to heart drop yourself or command your spirit and your body to be in the present or to do the finger exercise. That will get you into the moment without having to use the clearing. And I guess you could practice and, you know, get used to how that feels using the clearings. But you're correct. Those buttons, you can't change the time on. I don't know if you have anything to add on that, Ron.
No, that's about all you could probably do. Put up other screens, too, maybe. Multiple screens and just do more clearings at once there. I'm just not sure if that clearing, if you're able to extend the length out on it or not. Are you able to do that, Carrie, to make it longer?
No, you can't. It's 10 minutes, and I'm sure you for some reason that one's just set where you can't adjust it. Most of the clearings you can, but that one is you can't get in and retype a number.
Yeah, maybe it's going to get a change then, huh?
Yeah. We can see if that can happen. That would be good.
Okay, yeah, maybe we can check with the webmaster when you put a different page up for that one.
Okay.
So, has anybody out there did the nano clearing? I'd like to know if anybody has. From there, how do they feel after that? And I'll do a clearing here for people. I'll do a clearing to help you. Let's see. I think everybody probably, you know, as they were, you know, younger growing up, you're probably maybe afraid of the dark. I'm sure some people may think, oh, yeah, you know, I used to put my covers over my head when they heard strange noises in my room or the door creaked or something. And, you know, then you'd talk to your parents and they'd say, oh, just go to sleep. Nothing's in there. And yet your hair is standing up on end and you know something's there, but they can't see it. So let's do a clearing here for being afraid in the dark. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So that's being afraid of the dark, and just see if that helps you out. Look at that situation now. And you might feel a little different. So back to you, Gary.
Okay, thanks. So we have a question here about if you don't feel anything during a clearing. So this person's asking, when doing these clearings with you, if you don't feel anything, they're wondering, is it possible that you didn't receive anything or something, is how they're phrasing it. So in other words, if you don't feel the clearing, the sample that you're doing, or even, you know, more than samples, because there are a few that you do over the phone, and the intensives obviously are not samples. Does that mean that nothing's happening, I guess?
Oh, okay. Well, there's two types of people, besides male and female. You have people that feel the energies when we do clearings, and there's people who don't. So if you don't feel anything, it's still working for you. Now, if you had clearings done, and like the one that we just showed you about something that was an awful, bad situation, if you had your emotional clearing, that's a good way to see how well it worked for you and if you needed something else. So, you know, you can look at that, and if you feel pretty neutral about that situation, that's great. It means it worked. If you do get pushed into the fear energy, and you go, wow, you know, I don't feel, you know, I feel this here, and I'm upset and never had a clearing, and why is Ron doing this here to bring back my past? And I know, you know, now I'm kind of freaked out. Well, you just do a clearing for it, you know, and that will help you out. So, like I said, you start with the whole lifetime emotional clearing, which you should have. We talk about it all the time here. And, you know, you should already have had that clearing. If you don't, now you know why you need it. So, and I'm sure everybody listening would say if they had the clearing, maybe they only feel maybe up to maybe 20% of that energy, maybe even less. So that's how you have to look at it, is how are you feeling now after having that situation brought forward? Is that an emotional clearing? It should just be, well, okay, I've been there, done that, and move on. I was doing a clearing here, and yeah, it validates that the clearing worked great. I feel wonderful. And whoopee, move on from there. So, but if you feel like something's, hitting you, you're feeling awful, drained, upset, etc., then you know that you need the clearing. So, back to you, Carrie.
All right. So you were the little other thing in this same email. This person's just commenting that the two sons, from what they heard a long time ago, I guess the second one is a spaceship, they're saying. So that there's another theory on what's going on with the second son. So David is answering that he did the nano clearing last year, and it left him permanently calmer. So
great.
Maybe we should talk a little bit about what that nano clearing is. It's a very inexpensive one. It's just $50, and it's laid out very similarly to the 2,000-year barcode clearing, which goes in increments of 100 years from now back 2,000 years. But on the nano clearing, the first, I don't remember if it's the first 100 or the first 200, are broken down into decades rather than centuries, because it seems that this nano stuff was dumped into us way more heavily in the last 100 or so years. So you want to just talk a little bit about what the nano, why it's called that, and what that stuff is, Ron, and how it
sure.
gets into us?
Yeah, we have situations and stuff going on in us that we know nothing about. And this is brought forth now. Remember, if you had something going on, in the 1500s, and the aliens put into you, say, a barcode or some way that you could be activated in the future, well, right now it's the future. So you have all these things inside of you that very well could actually get activated and cause you problems. So they're just bringing up stuff from the past. And the stuff from the past is what you're dealing with, but it's being activated now. So basically, the nano stuff is probably what's going to really harm you and cause you to have situations, problems, maybe your breathing is not too good anymore. Maybe you're having some kind of physical condition. That's probably because of the nano clearing, because all this stuff is around us now. And it's in the air. And it's also, since it was in the air, it's probably in all the plants and all the food that we're eating, so in the water. And we probably cannot get away from it. So this clearing is put up so that you're able to have some relief and get rid of those little walking time bombs in you that's being activated now in 2013. And also on the page it talks about 2012, so we put it up, I think, around June of 2012 after seeing this awful situation happening. And if you did it back then just get on there and do it again. And I would just keep doing it. For a while, and it might make your body feel really good. So that's the whole thing, is you want to get rid of this stuff. And, they could have stuff activated by dates. Maybe each month you have a different activation that you know nothing about coming through, the energy of what you're breathing and what you're eating. And, it's keyed into that. So you just want to keep releasing this energy from you. And, it's like a catalyst. You have this stuff in you, and this activator comes in. It's like epoxy, we'll say, and you have two parts. And you got one part, about the other second part doesn't mean too much. And all of a sudden, wham, now you got it. That's what I would do, is strictly get in there and do that clearing. And you may start to feel things that you have wrong with you possibly leaving. So, I thought I'd just do a clearing here, a quick one. Let's just do one for people's joints. Maybe you have a joint condition. Here we go. And this will be a nano clearing for that for today. So this will be something that's in you causing you a problem. So here we go. 1, 2, 3. Oh, boy. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So kind of move around, everybody. You know, like I said, check out your joints, see how you're feeling. And might feel pretty good right now. Much better than you did before. So just kind of see, maybe you have more flexibility. Maybe you had some kind of condition, some type of thing that they labeled as a problem with you, and all of a sudden now you go, wow, this is pretty weird. I feel much better. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and I know, Ron, back when you were first you first had the nano clearing up, you were recommending that we run each section of it 12 times. The counter is set. My brain's not working right now, so I can't do the math on this, but I if you put the counter to 180 minutes for each section, that will take care of that. So I guess it's, what, 15 minutes? I can't even think, Ron. I can't do math right now. But that's, I know 180 gets you your 12. So if you haven't done that yet, that's the way to take care of that. And David here is saying the first day or two of the clearing was kind of brutal, and that's because you're starting in the present and going back, and it is these more recent decades where we've been, had this dumped into us a lot more heavily. I remember the same thing. I know at least the first 60 years, for me, I really felt a lot, and I was really tired. So you might want to take those a little slower, maybe not do 180 minutes and break it up a bit and do the spirit infusion more. And also I'm remembering that you told us to maybe do those decades when it was the weekend, you know, and we could rest if we needed to, Ron. I seem to remember you saying that also.
Yeah, that is correct. Yeah, just take your time on it because you're being detoxed on levels that you know nothing about, you know. So, yeah, that's what I would do is just be extra careful and just do it and just see, you know, how you're feeling. So, you know, it could be, you know, something that can be very intense for you. So just take it easy and just do it. And, you know, you may find yourself feeling, you know, much, much better.
Okay, and then also, I'm just thinking this right now, it might be good to do some water charging for detox on the website, which is just $1 to do that for those first decades also. That might help, I think, Ron.
Yes, I would say so too, yeah.
All right, and that is another one that you can buy in the unlimited version. So let's say you did this 6 months ago, and you know you've been consuming, obviously, food and water and drinking the air that we have here on the planet. It wouldn't be a bad idea to get current on that one also. Let's see, what time is it? 10 off. Now, Ron's next show is not on after this one on Wednesday nights now, but it's moved to Mondays. So I'm not sure that that's been updated on the website yet, but I believe it's Monday at 5 p.m. Pacific is the new time slot for the rerun of all the shows that were at 8 Pacific on a Wednesday evening. So for anybody who didn't catch those, perhaps it was a little bit late for those of you on the East Coast during the week, they're being rerun on Mondays. So you can go to the other website to check that out. Just want to let everybody know that won't be on tonight after the BBS show. So let's see what's going on the fast chat. I'm trying to refresh it here. Yeah, Buddy's just writing in that the Nano Global Detox is $50, and the unlimited that I was mentioning Like all of the unlimiteds, is also $50 if you want to keep that up to date. Buddy's elbows are feeling better, not so stiff with that joint sample that you did just now, and also knees too. The clearing was helpful for that. Janice is saying, I guess when she did this nano clearing back a ways back, that it was a very heavy detox at first. So I remember when you first came out with it, everybody was pretty much saying that the more recent decades, as you begin that clearing, were real heavy for everybody.
Yeah, let's do a sample here for people that may be, for breathing. So what do you breathe with? Typically your nose. So here we go. We'll do a nose clearing here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and just kind of see how your breathing is now. Kind of breathe through your nose. Maybe it's feeling different. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, maybe you breathe better. We'll see. Just check it out and see how you're doing. You never know. Remember, you don't know what's going to happen until you have a clearing. So back to you.
Okay, and if you want more information on the nano clearing, Buddy is typing in the BBS archives for late May of 2012 and early June. We were discussing them a lot then. So I do remember you did a lot of samples, Ron, and we did talk about this whole issue quite extensively. So if this is news to you and you want to get up to date, excuse me, on more in-depth information about it, excuse me. Those would be the archives to listen to on BBS. So, all right, let's have a look. There was something I was going to read out. Where's it gone? Oh, yes. Terry is asking how to go about healing a heart arrhythmia and also digestive problems.
Well, I would say get into the body jumpstart bundle. That's what I'd probably recommend doing. And see what that does for you. So I'll do the body jumpstart.
Okay.
I think it lasts for 3 months. It's a lot of clearings, and it's might do some good. And a lot of people have commented on how they just love that clearing because it's so long. You have a lot of time to get in there and, to concentrate on your particular healing, And so you can go in there over and over and over again. There's a lot of different types of healings in there, so it's very extensive. It's we put together this package, like no holds barred, So everything is there to help you out. I can't think of anything else I could even add to it. So.
Well, I'll just mention what's in that, Ron, in case Terry isn't familiar with the bundle. So this is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 clearings that are standalone clearings on Ron's website, creationlightship.com, that he pulled together at a greatly discounted rate for us. And it includes the mind of the body clearing, which is a whole life clearing to get your internal healer back online, the infection body clearing, which is also a whole life clearing. And then there's the blood and circulatory system clearing, which does blood and lymph. The magnetic twisted body alignment clearing, and that goes through all of our 108 invisible bodies and gets them all lined up correctly, if you've never done this clearing, very unlikely that you'll be all lined up right. So that is actually a good one to start with if you're going to do this bundle, so you can get all those invisible bodies lined up before you go into any of these others, and that the clearings will work that much better if your physical body is aligned correctly. And then the last one is the body system rejuvenation clearing, which is colossally extensive. You'll be amazed when you see what's in there. It goes through all of the systems in our body, and if there's anything that you can think of that's not in there, there's the custom box that you can add stuff into that perhaps isn't listed. So those two whole life ones don't take very long to do. The magnetic twisted body one, I think, is set at 5 minutes per body, so that's 108 times five. So you'll need to do that when you're going to be sitting at your computer so you can re-click the window and do the drop-down box for the 108. And then all the others you can set for as many hours as you want. You know, you might want to perhaps detox your lymph system overnight while you're sleeping, so you could do that, or maybe when you're going to go to work and be away from your computer all day, you could set that for hours and hours with a photograph of yourself in front of it and really get a lot done within these different systems in your body. So I don't know if you want to add anything to that. No, I'm looking at the clock. It's almost 58 after, so I guess we better skedaddle here.
Yeah, okay. So, anyway, here we go, everybody. Do the mind a heart drop. Command in your spirit to drop you down into your heart center. So here we go. I count from 10 to 1 backwards. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody, so thank you, and we'll see you on the next BBS program on Friday, and that's our paranormal night, so maybe we'll have some people talking about the sunset tonight on the Friday program, and do send in your paranormal questions. Thank you, Carrie. Blessings, everybody.
Thanks, Ron. Good night, everyone.